Lorna Wilson Mandy has been working at Juba Teaching Hospital for 20 years. She regards her job as a calling.
Even sometimes you feel pity with the patient now on your front, but some of the things is beyond your capacity. Really take like 3-4 months, then we have a salary of 1 month. It's not total enough, especially the transport is for us so challenging.
Laker Fiona is a midwife at Juba Teaching Hospital. She says the lack of midwives in her village prompted her to enroll for courses so she can help pregnant mothers when they deliver.
Now I can conduct delivery alone. I can give a episiotomy. I can conduct any abnormal like presentation. I can even manage PPH alone if the doctor is not there. The challenge we're having at work, we have limited equipment. So the other thing, when you want to do follow all the procedure, you cannot make it.
South Sudan has just one physician per 70,000 individuals and one midwife per 39,000 people. Overall, South Sudan reports just 1/10 of the number of medical doctors and nurses compared to countries like neighboring Kenya. John Anyeth is a nurse at Jonglei State Board Teaching Hospital. Anyeth says his work has helped his community to manage minor health issues.
We face a lot of challenges, we face a lot of difficulties, but with the courage that we have taken to serve the community, we continue serving our communities and we are seeing that we are bringing some changes. If the few health professionals, especially nurses and midwives, are properly motivated, then the work will be easy.
Midwifery is regarded as a female profession in South Sudan due to long-standing cultural beliefs. Santos Uyu, who hails from Wau, says male midwives are rebuked for joining the profession, but adds that some mothers are grateful for his services.
I was able to respond to some of the complications, and these are the normal complications which would have even lead to loss of life, but I was able to save lives in certain given circumstances. So I can say my skill of delivery and service provision has actually helped in the reduction of maternal mortality across the country.
Repent Kamis George, the principal of Juba College of Nursing and Midwifery, says the college has produced hundreds of medical professionals for the country.
In the beginning, we were not having enough registered nurses. The statistics was showing us that we only have 9 in the whole country. Now, my only school is producing over 400. So you can imagine. So from having 9 to continue to provide services for this country, whether I'm still the principal or after my retirement, I will still have students and they will still remember me that one time there was a principal and there was a tutor who trained me and made me who I am. So that will really, really make me to be proud.
According to the UNFPA, the maternal mortality ratio is estimated at 1,150 per 100,000 live births. The United Nations Cooperation Framework report for 2020 noted that only 19% of births were attended by skilled health personnel in South Sudan. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonye reporting from Juba.